Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Albert Eisenberg. We've had him on before. Principal of Redbridge, a Pennsylvania-based political messaging agency. He's also an advisor to something called the American Unity Fund. It's an organization led by normal gays and lesbians who fought for marriage equality and are now fighting to protect religious liberty and our nation's children. And he is with us once again. Albert, my apology. I didn't expect the Superior Court candidate to call in. We had to take it because I made these offers of come on anytime. Well, she just did. So here we are.
Bob, it's great to join you. The only other call I would have accepted would be our esteemed former state health secretary, Dr. Rachel Levine, calling to defend her record after moving her mother to a high-end hotel.
That would have been quite savage if she had called in. Hey, tell us quickly about Redbridge. We're gonna do something, then we'll go to a break and then come back with you. But tell us something about Redbridge, your political messaging agency.
Great. Yeah. So I'm a Philly native. And the story is when I got into politics when I was about 25 in my home city, I had an inkling that the next Republican voter would probably be a Hispanic mom or dad, maybe a black mom in the city in North Philly and Southwest Philly, and not these upper educated white suburban moms that the GOP was chasing to try to win back. The whole operative phrase, you know, from 2016 really to 2022 was winning back the suburbs.
Yeah.
And I had this gut instinct that actually our next voters would probably be working people of all backgrounds. And we put our shoulder into that. And we've been unique in the state of Pennsylvania and nationally putting what's now called the political realignment into real tactical action for campaigns and causes. Well, so that's what Redbridge does.
Redbridge has been awesome. And your focus, when you were the only one who had that focus, you realized that the Latinos and the black mothers, many of them single mothers, they had the best family values of all. They shared Republican values, conservative values, more than these supposedly educated people in the suburbs. That's a big deal.
Yeah, hey, it's a gut instinct that's taken us this far. We've done the only Hispanic voter outreach from the state legislative level to the state level, including last cycle, and we helped flip the U.S. Senate seat, our two congressional flips, just from the shift of Hispanic voters alone, the state legislative flip in Philly and the state Senate race there. So there's a lot of work to be done, and this was, you know, a crucial moment where the dam broke open and our coalition as conservatives have gotten much more diverse, and we need to not take that for granted. We need to invest, and everybody who's on a campaign needs to realize that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Albert Eisenberg is our guest. He's the principal of Redbridge, a Pennsylvania-based political messaging agency, and also an advisor to the American Unity Fund. Now, you mentioned there's a case called Childs versus Salazar. Tell us about the American Unity Fund, then pivot and tell us about that case.
Yeah, well, this dovetails with a lot of our other work, is kind of putting normal people's voices at the first and forefront so we can have a culture of sanity and normalcy with our policies and our political culture. And one of the key, you know, inflections of insanity over the last 10 years has been the LGBTQIAA+ establishment force, you know, going way beyond what they claimed initially, which was, we just want to love who we love, leave us alone, which was, I was all on board for, to moving into, you know, medicalizing children who are under 18, who, you know, there's been a huge upswing in kids that has now actually gone down who identify as transgender. There have been surgical and medical interventions that we view as completely unethical. And American Unity Fund is the main right-leaning LGBT gay organization. So just, you know, normal gay adults and lesbian adults and even some transgender adults who basically say, whoa, we didn't ask for this and our voices should be listened to here. So the case that you're referencing is really important for your listeners. It's Childs v. Salazar. It's a Supreme Court case. It was heard this month and will be decided when they start issuing decisions in the new year. And basically, what American Unity Fund calls this is a forced transition bill. So if you have a 15-year-old biological female come into your psychologist's office, for example, in Colorado and in 19 other blue states, including in Pennsylvania, the therapist is not allowed to do anything except affirm that that patient has quote-unquote gender dysphoria and get them into the medical conveyor belt.
Oh, Lord.
So Childs is a Christian therapist who argued on First Amendment basis on freedom of speech and professional conduct that she's, her rights are being violated by the Colorado law, which is also a statute in Pennsylvania, where effectively you can't say, whoa, this patient has a history of family trauma. This just popped up last week. There's learning disabilities. There's all sorts of stuff. Let's hit the brakes and get them comfortable in their own body. That's the normal thing to do. That's what a lot of other Western countries are doing, by the way. So very important case.
Oh, that's a big deal. When is that before the Supreme Court now?
Yeah, so the arguments were held this month their session, and we're expecting, you know, a victory and you know, at least a 6-3 victory and potentially even getting Kagan and maybe even Sotomayor on board with this. And it'll either get sent back to Colorado to, you know, rewrite that law to allow for professional speech and conduct that's normal for, you know, practitioners, but also legislators in Pennsylvania and in other, you know, purple and blue states need to pay attention to this, because this is really a crazy, not only is this crazy, it's actually a winning issue for our side that we could absolutely go on offense and correct this massive wrong that's been done to our children.
The American Unity Fund, I love that, because I've been telling this audience for years now, don't hold what the LGBTQ++ community says and the positions they take and the actions they take against people who just happen to be gay, lesbian, or transgender. They're not, they don't represent the vast majority of them more than I represent left-wing lunatic Democrats. It's so important that groups like American Unity Fund are doing their thing to say, hey, we don't buy into the lunacy.
That's right. You said it better than I could, and I truly appreciate your understanding of that. It is important for us to step into the foray right now and say, hey, we're normal gay and lesbians, and some of us are even trans, and we're not asking for you to, you know, we're not asking to intervene in fifth grade education. We're not asking to medically transition under 18-year-olds. I actually don't think you can consent to such a medical transition if you're under 18. There's a lot of space that has been occupied by very far left interests that have acted on behalf of certain communities, but don't really represent them. And really, that's all my work that we've talked about.
Great stuff. Hey, Albert Eisenberg, thank you so much. Principal of Red Bridge and advisor to American Unity Fund. Important stuff. Would you follow up with us when this case comes out?
Absolutely. I have a feeling we'll be on in the next couple of weeks to talk to you about more of these issues.
That would be great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.